ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we said that we are seeing different verses of the Holy Quran when it comes to the stage of closeness. We said when it comes to the state of closeness. We said that this state of closeness is depicted in different verses of the Holy Quran in different stages. We counted up to 7 stages, and we said that these 7 stages are the natural direction for human perfection. So they are clearly depicted in the Holy Quran, and the one has to start from the first stage up to the last. Now, of course, this is what the Holy Quran has introduced, but the ignorant ones choose to stay away from this right path. They do want themselves to be deviated, and it is as though there is nothing in this world except superficial pleasures. They do not want to have other pleasures other than these material issues. We said that based on the transmitted prayers, based on the traditions, we see that our a'immah, our infallible imams, choose to talk to the Almighty Allah when they engage in supplication, and in fact they are teaching us how to supplicate in this manner. When they supplicate, they somehow resort to Almighty Allah from the Almighty Allah. They turn to Him and they remind even ourselves that whatever they have, even the state of being talking to the Almighty Allah, is one of the benefits, is one of the mercies of the Almighty Allah. That's why Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "Anta alladhi azalta al-aghyar an qulubi ahibbaik." If we are your lovers, if we are those lovers whose hearts are removed from anything and anyone other than you, it is because of you. "Anta alladhi," you are the one who did this. And in fact, the verses of the Quran cover all stages of human development, from the very lowest stage of human fall to the highest degree of human status. And these verses want us to move in the right direction. A cursory comparison between these two verses, I assume, will clearly show the distance between two ways of thinking. One verse says, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wherever you turn, there is Allah's purpose. And the other verse says, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The vilest of animals surely in the sight of Allah are deaf, are the dumb, or those who do not understand. This verse shows that the ambitious, self-centered man who interprets everything in the light of his own desires, who interprets everything in the light of material issues, at the time of dying, suddenly becomes aware of the great loss of having wasted his time and realizes that he has not done anything in this world for hereafter. This state is depicted clearly in this verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And be not like those who forsook God, so he made them forsake their own souls, and such are the transgressors.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va past. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
At this time, that those people who have had a great loss and have come to understand but late, they regret what they have lost. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله. Lest a soul should say, Oh woe to me, for what I fell short of my duty to Allah, and most surely I was of those who laughed to scorn. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. So, this is what we have come to understand, what we have come to recognize up to now. The first point is that a human need is determined genetically, and it will not let man alone to the last minute of his life. This leads man to resort to a power which could supply him with his needs. Now, what man has to do is to resort to Allah. What man has to do is to resort to the absolute cause. What he has to do is to understand how to engage in supplication. This is how he will be able to fill this natural gap. And the second point is that man has a God-seeking nature. Since man has experienced illusionary powers and the system of formal cause and effect and has observed their limitations, he is after an infinite and limitless power to resort to. It is, of course, in his nature, and he is after an invincible power which dominates all the creatures, all the creation. This is frequently observed that man at the time of a great despair and depression is absorbed to the unparalleled power of Allah. This state of affairs is repeatedly stated by different verses of the Holy Quran, which we will have a look at in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.